What's country on the river?
Well, when I say, because you find many of your people on the river that are, they don't use those terms at all. They have more culture than that, mm-hmm. See? And even the poorest people, and even the less educated. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can explain that the difference is the fact that they've been exposed to good English. Mm-hmm. And therefore, through the years, they've learned this.
With the plantation?
That's right, through association. Mm-hmm. Whereas the people out in the hills hadn't had any association, mm-hmm. See? And they had never exposed to learning anything better. Does that make sense?
You get a lot of people from Provincial?
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you ever asked to stop real old-fashioned farm implements like hand plows?
Yes.
You carry those?
Mm, I carry hand plows, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And say if there's a group of people at your house and they're getting ready to leave, you say, well, I hope.
You come again?
Would you say you if you were talking to a whole group?
No, I'd say y'all.
Do you ever use the word y'all to just one person?
No, never.
And if you were asking, there's a group at your house and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats, mm-hmm. You'd say, where are?
Your coats.
Do you ever say y'all's coats?
Never.
And there was a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone. You'd ask someone.
Who had gone?
Did you ever say who all had gone?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that?
I said, well, who all was there? Mm-hmm.
And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you might ask about them.
Whose children are these? Whose children are these?
Okay. Did you ever say who all's children are these?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
Just like you said, I said, well, who all's children are these? Mm-hmm.
And if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone.
What all did he say?
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Light bread.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits. French bread. Pancakes.
What do you put in light bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
And is there another name for pancakes?
Hot cakes.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
And something that's, you said there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's...
Store-bought bread.
Okay. And something fried in deep fat with a hole in the center.
Donut.
Any other name for them? Or different kinds?
Different kinds, but not that mean anything to me.
And what different things are made out of cornmeal?
Flour?
I mean, different kinds of bread made out of cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Uh-huh. What else?
Crackling bread.
What's that?
That's when you take the skin of a pig and you fry it real crisp and you mix it up in the cornbread. They call it crackling bread.
What about taking bread and kind of shaping it with your hands?
You mean like a hush puppy?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a corn pone?
Yes, I have heard that word.
You've heard of?
Yeah. To me, a corn pone, though, is one that is shaped like poured into a little skillet, a little grill-like thing that kind of makes them into like a shape of a corn, ear of corn.
Mm-hmm. What about corn dodger? Did you ever hear of that?
Never heard that word.